Hello, and welcome to day 3 of 40 Days of Transformation. This is David G., and welcome to another opportunity for us to connect, to merge, to meditate, for us to become one, for us to effortlessly awaken the collective. Yatapinde tat brahmande. As is the cosmic body, so is the personal body. As is the cosmic mind, so is the personal mind. Essentially, yatapinde tat brahmande means you are the universe within the universe. Consciousness orchestrates its activity in response to attention and intention. Wherever you place or drift, your attention becomes awakened, energized, begins to blossom and bloom. And from wherever you drift your attention from, dwindles and diminishes and ultimately dies. Intention is the key to transformation. Attention activates the energy field, and intention activates the information field, which then begins a powerful transformation. It's basic cause and effect. Every time we speak, we transmit information through this energy field using our voice waves, sound waves, and every time we send an email, write a letter, or text someone, we're using information and energy. Information is in the words that we select. The energy is that expression that travels through cyberspace to begin or end the conversation. Information and energy essentially are interconnected. Millions of different types of experiences happen every day that never actually impact our consciousness or even our conscious minds. Birds chirping, car horns honking, the sound of our feet walking on the ground, the wind rustling leaves, web pages that we look at online. Our consciousness can take in and absorb pretty much a finite amount of information, so we have to be selective with our attention. So where does our awareness go? Whenever we focus our awareness, that ultimately makes it through our mind's own little filtering system. And if we're having a conversation and suddenly someone, maybe hundreds of feet away, suddenly says your name loud enough to hear, our conversation stops in your mind and you drift your attention to where that sound came from. In our physical world, with so many different types of accessing of information, all the various multimedia options, reading a newspaper, a magazine, an email, an online article, engaging in some sort of conversation, quickly looking at a text message, we use our senses to tune in to what is relevant at a given time. It's pretty obvious. We see, we feel, we hear, we smell, we absorb, we taste, and we touch our environment. But to tap into the universal information at the level of our soul, there needs to be a different access point, a different tool, and a different process. We don't normally access the soul dimension, but every single thing that's happening in this realm had its start there, in that dimension. Everything is connected with everything else. In the physical world, these connections are all physical. In the realm of spirit, we consider them invisible. As our attention, as our awareness lingers on something, it starts to create a certain energy. An energetic buildup occurs. The intention we bring to the moment brings about the transformation. Attention and intention, they're the vital tools for not just accessing, but attracting certain types of energy and certain types of information. So the more attention we can place on something, the more we attract other aspects to it, and the more it builds and grows. When we place our attention on synchronicities or coincidences, that's when we start to pull together the thread of our next choice, the unfolding of our life's trajectory. When we can place our attention on coincidence or on something that seems to have just happened out of the blue, then we can gracefully flow into that. So what does this unfolding mean, and why should we pay attention to this moment? By asking the question, what's the meaning of this? It attracts the information. The answer may be an aha moment that hits you a month from now, could flow right into your head instantly, or at the most subtle level, it could weave its way into every single fiber of your being. In most people's experiences, our past is essentially in our memory, and our future essentially hangs out in our imagination. At the spiritual level, at the level of pure, unbounded consciousness, the past, the future, and every single one of the infinite possibilities of life all exist in one moment at the quantum level. In the spiritual realm, there is no past or future, no linear thought. The spiritual realm is beyond time and space. And people who are tuned into the deeper levels of self can access this deeper domain because within them, they do not see themselves as separate from the universe. You are universally, inseparably part of the cosmic realm. And so the mantra that we'll use in today's meditation is Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. I am the universe. You are the universe. You are oneness, but the only way to truly access this is to surrender to the sweet beauty of a daily meditation practice where we can quiet ourselves, even a bit more as we merge into oneness. Only at this most quiet level can we truly hear the whispers of the gods. As Lao Tzu asked, do you have the patience to wait until your mud settles and the water is clear? Can you remain unmoving till the right action arises by itself? The master does not seek fulfillment, but not seeing, not expecting, is present and can welcome all things. And when we truly understand that we are indeed Aham Brahmasmi, I am the universe, then in every moment we recognize that we're not human beings having an occasional spiritual experience. We are indeed spiritual beings having these sweet, amazing human experiences. Aham Brahmasmi heralds our oneness. Aham Brahmasmi heralds our oneness. Aham Brahmasmi lets us know, reminds us that we are one, that we are indeed pure, unbounded expressions of the divine universe in every moment. And if we are indeed those expressions, then we are certainly divine. So let's get comfortable. Let's close our eyes. Let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let's gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Deep inhale. Let go. And let's do a little pranayama for the day, a little rhythmic breathing. We'll take two quick inhales in our nostrils, followed by two quick exhales out of our nostrils, like this. You might want to get a tissue just in case. So how's that feel? Somewhat invigorating, right? So let's close our eyes and let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. And now, just for a few moments, some invigorating, awakening, rhythmic breathing. Two quick ins, two quick outs. And feel free to use your own pace. But I'd suggest making that pace as comfortable and as rhythmic as you possibly can. If you're pregnant or menstruating, do it very, very gently or sit this one out. All pranayama is meant to nourish yourself. So if you get dizzy or don't feel amazing, stop. Always listen to your body. So let's do this for a few moments here. Let's begin. Now a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. And let's slowly follow our breath in. And out. And using the mantra, Aham Brahmasmi, almost as an affirmation. It has its sweet vibrational quality, and it has that meaning that means oneness. So let's silently repeat, Aham Brahmasmi, and when you notice you've drifted away to thoughts in your mind, or sounds in the environment, or sensations in your body, just ever so gently drift back to Aham Brahmasmi. If you notice that you focused on a mood or a feeling or an emotion, we have some expectation about this practice, treat those all as thoughts. And as soon as you realize that you're having a thought, or that you're listening to a sound, or even you feel a sensation in your physical body, ever so gently, then drift back to the mantra. And this meditation will be a gentle drifting back and forth. I'll watch the time and I'll ring a chime at the 5 and 10 minute mark. So if you'd like to just meditate with us for 5 minutes or for a full 10 minutes, feel free to do that. At the 10 minute mark, I'll ring that chime 3 times and we'll sit in silence for a few moments. So let's say it out loud together, just 1 time. Aham Brahmasmi. And now let's whisper it. Aham Brahmasmi. And now let's begin repeating it silently, over and over. And when you realize you've drifted away, ever so gently, drift back. So let's begin. You can stop repeating the mantra right now and let the stillness and silence just settle in. And now let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And ever so gently, just let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And effortlessly release. So let's seal this Aham Brahmasmi meditation by chanting the hymn of the universe, Om, one time together. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Other reflections of the universe in this very moment. And as you drink all of that in, all of that Aham Brahmasmi, recognize that you are never alone. You are never just you. You are indeed the universe. And so now it's time for our metta moment, our act of loving kindness. Throughout the day, let's stay in Aham Brahmasmi mode. Recognizing that everything from the blink of our eye to the movement of your head, to the movement of your fingers, to your words, your thoughts, your deeds, these are all divine expressions of the universe. So our metta moment today is to thank everyone who says anything to us because they are flowing the universe to us, no matter what the information is, whether it makes us sad or happy. Let's show our appreciation, our gratitude, our acknowledgement that we are all a sweet cosmic flow of the divine universe. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. on day 3 of our 40 days of transformation, wishing you a beautiful day, a day filled with thank yous and yeses. Namaste. I'll see you in the gap.